Hello, and welcome to the podcast. What's up, guys? This is Michael.
Matt.
Caleb.
Hey, thank you all for tuning in to the fourth episode of Three Guys in Ties, and thank you so much to everyone who's supported us so far. We greatly appreciate it. Guys, how have you been?
Good. Tired right now, but I'm getting some coffee in me, so, you know, we're getting there.
Dope.
Oh, I got some fat energy today, baby.
Okay. I think it's going to be a fun episode. Caleb's all hyped up. He got here before Matt did, so.
When did you go to bed last night?
Like 12:30.
Oh.
Super early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I don't know. Well, like two, yeah. I have no reference point for like how early that is for Caleb, but yeah.
It's I normally get up early for Caleb. 3:30 or something.
Damn.
Time. Yeah.
This is a whole new world.
I know. I feel good, actually.
Can we insert that Disney song, Whole New World, right there?
I'll call Disney.
Okay.
Hey, Disney, I have a podcast. We're going to use your song, and we can't afford to pay you, so you should pay us.
Does Bezos own Disney yet?
I don't know. I think Disney owns... I was about to say something fucking stupid. I about said Disney owns Disney, which I guess it does. I don't know. I assume that's who it is.
Is it Mickey Mouse? Who's the guy? Who owns...
Mickey Mouse. That's it.
Mickey Mouse.
Okay. Definitely Mickey Mouse owns Disney, yeah. And... Minnie Mouse is trying to take it.
I bet it's like Walt Disney's like great granddaughter or something.
I don't know. I'm sure they have like a board of directors. I don't know if there's like a one person owner. There might be like a majority.
Do they all dress up in different Disney outfits when they go in?
Definitely not, but that'd be fun.
Okay.
You imagine just walking into a board meeting, you have like Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, fucking Goofy. I'm forgetting everyone else.
They need to do a short film about that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
They definitely do.
All right. See us next year at Sundance, everybody.
True.
All right, guys. I have an easy one to start us off.
Okay.
Would you rather sleep without a pillow or a blanket for the rest of your life?
A pillow, without a doubt.
What about you?
I would have to go without a pillow. Yeah.
I am devil's advocating this one, but this is like a legit answer. I'm going no blanket for sure.
Wow.
I don't think I can, like, I can be sweating my ass off and still need a blanket.
Well, here's my thing.
Right? Yes.
I think it would be uncomfortable initially.
Sure. Without a blanket?
Without a blanket, yeah. But you can always just like throw on sweats or whatever. You can adapt to the situation. I love sleeping under a good blanket. It's not the same, but you don't have to worry about being cold, but think of not having a pillow.
A blanket is kind of revolutionary technology, which is weird to say because of how long there's been blankets, but it's almost like a climate control type of thing. Like, sure. You're under a blanket, you get hot, you throw like one leg out, and all of a sudden you're good.
Dude, if I get hot with my sweatpants on, I just roll one of the legs up.
But you can be like in a sleep state and throw your leg out the side of the bed.
Dude, I'm not...
my dude's doing wardrobe changes.
Listen, like you'll know what to wear. Like if it's the summertime, it's 100 degrees outside, go to sleep with basketball shorts on. If it's the wintertime, wear a pair of sweatpants. Like you'll figure it out. Like you'll be okay.
It's really weird trying to sleep without a blanket.
Oh, no, I agree wholeheartedly.
Weird. No matter how hot you are. So I went to camp one time when I was a kid.
All you take, though, is a blanket.
Well, no, I didn't take a blanket. Maybe I did.
You told us last week all you take is a blanket.
You take a towel.
No, to camp as a kid.
No, you take a rug. That's what you take.
As an adult. I'm talking okay. About to camp, like in a dorm.
As a grown man who pays taxes.
As like a 13-year-old.
I cover up with a carpet.
Yes. Okay. So when I was a kid, I went to camp, and it was like 100 degrees. I was pouring sweat, and I kept trying to sleep without a blanket because I was so hot. We didn't have AC. And then I finally used the sheet, even though I was incredibly hot.
The
and
sheet
I
gives like
a
cooling effect almost. For a period of time.
Even though it was hot, I still was able to fall asleep at least with the sheet.
Do you sleep like on your back, stomach side? You roll around a lot?
I sleep one of two ways, either on my side or like I'm laying in a coffin.
See, if you lay in a coffin, it's better to not have a pillow. It's bad for your neck to be that upward angle.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'm just like,
But you sleep on your side, and you won't be able to turn your head like me.
I won't sleep on my side last anymore.
I sleep all the different ways. I usually...
Dude, I usually am out on my stomach with my head, like, on my arm anyway. So I'm going blanket. I'm taking a blanket. Get the pillow shit out of here.
It is what it is.
So you can just roll your blanket up.
That's cheating.
And use it as a pillow, like a pillow and a blanket at the same time.
Cheating. That's cheating. Yeah.
A blanket can also be a pillow. A pillow can't also be a blanket.
It could be. You could place it could be. Caleb's kind of agree with me. Not a good one. But you could
Standard pillow?
Yeah, like just
so you're just gonna set a pillow on top of me?
Yeah, man, like got a little warmth. Yeah, there you go.
No.
Covers up 14% of your body real estate.
I mean,
good blanket here.
You could make it work. Yeah.
But then you've sacrificed your pillow.
It is what it is. Sometimes you don't need it. No, I just...
So now you're saying blanket.
No, so... Interesting. I just think I would overall be more comfortable with a pillow because I could adapt with sweatpants or basketball shirt, whatever, without a blanket.
Dude, just roll up those same sweatpants and use them as a pillow.
You're cheating the system.
So, okay. So, a familiar topic. We've spoke about zombies and
Caleb,
robots.
I swear to God, I have to talk about scurvy one more time.
Hey, sidebar on the aircraft carrier. Boats can't access an aircraft carrier.
They'd figure out a way. Anyway, I'm done with this.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so we've talked about the zombies and the robots, and I think the consensus was we take the zombies, the robots will be hard, okay?
Yes.
A more difficult question, would you rather take on a robot apocalypse or an alien apocalypse when they're invading?
Ooh. Robots.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd probably go robots.
Really? Yeah.
Because they both are advanced technologically, just one I can take out with water.
Well, they're probably water resistant. My thing is...
Or an EMP, then.
Sure. But my thing is, aliens would be so far advanced if they're here. Robots would... I mean, they would be... The aliens would be more technologically advanced than the robots, if that makes sense. Like, if the aliens have the technology to get to Earth and that we're having an apocalyptic situation, we'd lose. We don't win that fight, period. With the robots, we at least have, like, a 0.2% chance of being able to deal with them.
They don't necessarily have to be more advanced than us.
Oh, they would 100%. Yeah, dude. They would 100%.
Otherwise, we would go to their planet.
Yeah, they would 100% be infinitely more civilized, and not civilized, infinitely more technologically advanced than us.
Well, maybe they spent most of their time on traveling and not the weapons. They still have
those
weapons.
Those things go hands in hand. Those things they're go like, hand
man,
in
we've
hands.
Got Uber figured out.
Shit.
I mean...
No, like weapons and traveling would go hand in hand because think of like just like the rocket propulsion. You know, we use rockets to shoot missiles. We also use rockets to shoot our spaceships. So like those things would go hand in hand at that point.
Well, so maybe their sun was exploding and they had to leave before they had a chance to evolve their weapons, but they evolved their travel quicker because they had to leave.
That's not how technology works, brother. They would just keep going up exponentially.
And not everything is exactly level. Like, I'm not saying... You know, not every level of science and technology is on the exact same level.
If they're smart enough to create...
Okay,
if they're smart enough to get interstellar travel down to the point where they're coming to different planets, their weapons would be not on par with their traveling capabilities, but they would be so far above our weapons and our defense.
But let's think of this. If they made all of their inventions, their weaponry, all that kind of stuff, would it be one based off of the same physics that we go off of?
That's a good point.
Because that's assuming that we're correct universally.
That's
so,
a good point.
Because we operate off of our understanding of physics, what if they came here and they just are like floating around? Or,
well, if anything,
the pressurization just implodes them.
Well, that would be a big thing with like traveling interstellar, especially for humans and I'm sure any other organic
or
life throughout
the world. On their planet, like milk is just acid. Leche. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Milk is just acid. So they make all these guns that just shoot milk. And now you got aliens coming down just squirting you with them.
That is a very good point. Like, let's say it's a very dark planet. So their weapons are based on light. So they shoot like lasers at people, but not like penetrating lasers for us. For
it's
us,
like beams
it
of light.
It would be penetrating sunlight. Lasers at that point. If I mean,
it wouldn't have to be. You're saying it's definite. It's not definite,
dude. If they had the technology to get to Earth. Yeah, it's definite.
No, if their weaponry is designed around light and
it could
light
be,
that might not hurt us, but it kills their
it
their
could be
people.
Too advanced to affect us, right? What if it's some like psychological weapon that we're just not evolved enough to be affected by?
Boom. Matt has very good thoughts on this. Very good thoughts.
Again.
You're talking in absolutes, and there's not an absolute when we don't know.
I'm not saying it's absolutely certain. I'm just saying that if they have the capability to do interstellar travel, to a couple things. If they have the capability to detect us, okay, which we do have a good range where people can detect us, okay, where other civilizations can detect us in outer space and everything. If they have the ability to detect us, create something and travel to us, they are going to be so far advanced. It doesn't.
They
that
can
isn't
be.
Absolute.
Yeah, they can. I don't doubt that they would be far more advanced. It's just they might be too advanced to affect us with what affects them.
I mean,
right?
I get it,
like,
but like
you build bullets, you know, you build weapons to kill what is in your reality. So their reality would be different. So they would maybe make weapons that hurt their kind, but not our kind.
They're also. I just want to say something. They wouldn't live in darkness. They wouldn't have evolved in darkness. They wouldn't have been able to. They wouldn't have been able to survive in the darkness and like thrive. Because you said that. Like, what if they just use lights as weapons? Even if they did, it would be lasers at that point, which we would still be affected by. But they wouldn't have been able to evolve and thrive in like darkness and stuff like that. So even whatever their weapons are, yeah, they might have a different reality. They might have a better.
You
understanding.
Never know, though. The soil. So that's based off of what the planet would need light to grow.
I mean, just
fauna like. For them to produce food.
If it's completely dark, then it's too cold. It's too cold for life to evolve. It has nothing to do with what else is on the planet. It's just too cold for the life to evolve.
But that's assuming
on it.
Our planet's physics, right?
What the if, only thing they would know more about... They would just know
what,
more about
what
physics.
What if the core of their planet was so warm that it kept the planet warm without external sunlight? And the soil was a different composition than ours, so it carried UV in the soil.
Okay, sure.
Like the
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, the problem is the possibilities are endless with it.
Here's the thing. So now we're assuming they're going to be blind because
not blind but night vision. I'm not saying pitch.
No, they would never they would never be able to see if it's okay, what
I'm talking like a midnight not a midnight dusk, like a 7:30 or maybe an 8, like it's
always sunset.
If it was
just the prettiest planet. Okay.
they actually live on a flat Earth, and their star is just right at
wait,
the.
Wait, we actually live on a flat Earth.
Shut up.
I mean, think about it. If you go out here at 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night, you would never ever get sunburned. Over time, your skin's gonna turn super white. Okay, so there. I mean, they maybe it's not pitch black, but
so their star is just really far off.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just more susceptible to sun.
Then it just goes back to, like, the life wouldn't evolve because of how cold it is. That's where it goes for me. Like, it's just, it would be too cold if it's that far out.
There does have to be a transfer of energy.
Yeah, where it's always 7:30, 8:30, it looks like it's always 7:30, 8:30 at night, that's going to be a cold planet because of how far the sun is. Imagine how far, imagine how small that star would actually be in their night sky. It would be... I don't know. It would be tiny.
Yeah. Now, the general consensus, though, is watch War of the Worlds. That seems terrible, bro.
Yeah.
There's just literally nothing they can do.
I think we would stand a little bit of a chance. A small
against
chance.
Aliens?
Yeah, I think we would stand a small chance.
What we would have to bank on with aliens is that there's something in our atmosphere or on our planet that they can't breathe or they can't live with.
My thing,
much like War of the Worlds,
like they have to, like we're fighting in their natural habitat, they have to have spacesuits on to fight us, so we attack that.
I agree with that, but I don't think they would be like boots on the ground. I think they're going to be in their ships or different vehicles. I don't think
they probably wouldn't. Weirdly enough, it would probably end up being against AI either way. It would just be human AI or alien AI,
probably. Yeah.
Because if they're smart enough, they're going to realize, yeah, we don't need to risk ourselves. We can just send all of our
Well, I still feel like they'd be like man ships and everything. Like even War of the Worlds.
Well, yeah, they'll be flying around, but they'll be dropping like robot weapons.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's what War of the Worlds is. I mean, those aren't. I mean, those are just machines they're fighting, right? Am I remembering that movie wrong? Yeah, that's just the.
What yeah, no, I'm pretty sure. So
it's not going to be like. Shit! What's that Shyamalan movie? I'm not Shyamalan.
Makes a play for
Mel Gibson.
AI is going to be worse because either way you fight, AI is the ultimate way to fight. Right? Like, that's the ultimate weapon because you don't risk yourself.
I mean, robotic, yeah, I guess.
What is the M. Night Shyamalan alien movie? What is that?
Pulp Fiction.
Yes. That's the same director and about aliens. No. You guys have not seen that?
Shrek?
Yes, Shrek again.
No, seriously. What M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah, it's like, it's a zombie. What? Gosh, you got me thinking about that now. It's an alien movie. They kill the aliens
Signs?
In water. Signs. It wouldn't be like Signs where like the aliens are walking around
doing whatever. How do we know they're not aliens amongst us now?
Okay. They're
like Corley could be an alien.
So the other thing
they're
is
they're getting intel.
If you're fighting against a alien war and instead of a robot war, you at least have a small chance of like communicating and being like, "Hey, please don't kill us all."
Diplomacy.
You still have that with robots.
How?
I mean, if they're artificially intelligent, I mean, they communicate with each other and us, so we would still be able to...
We could communicate with both of them. It's just a robot lacks the ability to have empathy, where an alien potentially could have empathy.
Okay, so I could make the argument that either one of them are going to have the same odds of having empathy, because at the point of artificial intelligence taking over the world, okay... The AI is so smart at that point, it has emotions. I think we brought up iRobot last time we talked about that. Like,
yes.
Whatever that robot, it's been a while since I've seen that one, but he had feelings and empathy and everything. That's why he helped Will Smith and everything. The aliens, though, they're going to be so advanced and civilized, and they're conquering another planet. They're not going to have empathy there. I mean...
Yeah, typically the mindset of the outlook on an alien is that it's so far advanced... that it realizes no group of organic existence is that important because it always gets replaced with something better.
I mean, we are not even ants on the grand scale of things. You know, if they're interstellar, if they're traveling interstellar, they have.
I just think
so
the
much power.
The AI would want to kill you because it's just more efficient for them and the planet, right? It's like, oh, humans are not really providing anything. Where an alien colony or whatever coming over here, that would be more there's something that we have that they need, right? There's like a good they're not just going to come here to kill us just to kill us.
They would kill us to take our planet and our resources.
Exactly. But and going back into the, you could potentially talk to an, like, we do, what do you need? Gold? Fucking take all the gold. We don't.
Yeah. It's like you're getting like an intergalactic mugging. How like you give them what they want, let them leave.
Yeah, dude, here's my wallet.
How are we going to communicate with them?
I mean, somehow.
Probably emojis.
Honestly.
It's like the modern day hieroglyph.
I mean, honestly.
No, emojis.
Dude, it really is like the modern day hieroglyph.
Okay, for aliens, if an alien species came here, we have never in our life had any interaction with their language,
we would have,
and they've never had any interaction with our language.
Any
of our languages at all, any of our facial expressions,
look,
any of our...
They're not coming over here blind.
Tones, any of anything.
They're not coming... They're going to do their research.
But how are they going
to... They're going to want to have to...
They would know more about us than we're going to know about them, but it's still going to be at a...
If they're that advanced, though, they listen to one recording and upload. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They listen
to
this podcast specifically.
Yes.
This is sponsored by the alien life forces out in the universe.
Yeah, 2% of our listeners are on Saturn. So, but we would still have to bank on the aliens wanting to be diplomatic and communicate. Because we're not going to be able to communicate with them.
Absolutely not.
They want to communicate with us.
Yeah.
Maybe it starts out of fear. And then once we're able to communicate, it turns into peace.
Man, they just play volleyball and stuff. They seem pretty chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never mind.
Maybe we'll have like an intergalactic volleyball tournament. That one took a second for you to realize what I said.
Yeah, that's a fun sentence to wade through.
Oh, shit. I like it.
All right, on to the next one. Okay, would you guys rather never be able to wear shoes, always have to be barefoot, or never be able to take your shoes off?
I would never in my life wear shoes again. Ever. Wait, do you get to switch shoes if you pick the other one?
I mean, yeah, you're not wearing the same shoes you're wearing today for the rest. I mean,
what constitutes as a shoe? Like, does a sandal count?
No, closed-toe shoe.
Shit.
Like tennis shoe, dress shoe, boot.
I don't think I'm ever wearing shoes again.
There's so many places you won't be able to go.
I know, and you would never be able to have like a real job. You'd have to do something where you don't have to wear shoes.
You could be like a nature survivalist expert.
Yeah.
Eagle scout.
Be a lifeguard.
Okay, yeah, lifeguard.
For a couple months a year, and then the...
No, you go to like a
beach.
It
would really suck, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. You have to move somewhere warm, because you could not live anywhere where it gets cold, because that would get very problematic.
It would suck to wear shoes, because like you're wearing shoes in the shower.
Yeah.
To bed.
Yeah. It's this... I didn't even think about the shower. I thought about sleeping. Like,
You go for a swim... Better lace up the chucks, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, God. Can you imagine swimming? Oh, I couldn't imagine.
I hate to wear shoes. Like, if I'm off work, I'm in sandals, pretty much, unless it's, like, pouring rain. So, I think I would go barefoot.
Yeah, I'm going barefoot. Like, what I was going to say, if I could wear sandals...
Okay,
like,
barefoot, but you have to live in a very cold climate? Or only shoes, but you have to live in, like, a desert, hot beach climate?
Oh,
that sounds terrible. Either way, that sounds terrible.
Is death an option or no? Anyway,
your feet are very adaptable, though, I will say.
Dude, there's a...
I'm still going barefoot, and I'll tell you why. Because if you're wearing shoes every day, all day, every day, never taking them off 24/7, you're going to get sick. Your feet, you're going to lose your feet.
Okay. Under the pretense, if you have to wear shoes, you don't get trench foot, and if you go barefoot, you don't get frostbitten.
Barefoot.
Yeah.
100% barefoot. So there's a show called
Dual Survivor, and it's like these two dudes, and one of them's an intense ex-military guy, and then the other one's like a hardcore hippie dude who hasn't worn shoes in like 30 years.
Pretty cool.
Dude, his feet are like, just like...
Like as hard as a rock, probably.
Yeah, your feet adapt, like you were saying, like the soles of your feet turn into... A tennis shoe like sole.
They're probably like super calloused rock. And
yeah, dude.
Your feet expand and you get a lot more functionality out of your toes.
That's why those like shoes that have individual toes in them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yep. And they're wide. They're loose.
Yeah.
Are they loose? I thought they were really tight.
I mean, there might be tight, but they're not restricting. Like they're a material.
Because if you look at like the tribes that like there's African tribes that will run 40 miles a day.
Good
like
God.
Just crazy distances. And there's Native Americans, obviously, they'd wear moccasins if they needed to. But the way their feet are when they run is it lands completely flat. Their heel...
Sounds like it would
hurt. Like balls of the feet all at the same time. And because of that, their foot would widen out and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, it's far better on your body, like with that kind of method. Is.
I feel like that would hurt, though.
With the way, like, modern tennis shoes are designed...
I mean, it's like heel to toe.
Yeah.
It's like heel to toe. I feel like that's more comfortable than, like, flat-footing it.
I don't know. I can't run 40 miles,
so I
don't...
There's a guy with a TikTok channel, and his feet... He is about his feet. He's a nature guy, okay? And it like his.
So you follow foot podcasts or
no? But TikToks? I don't even know if I follow him. I found his channel the other day and it's okay. I found his channel the other day and I watched it and like his feet are way wider and he can like grab stuff with his toes and stuff. Like he's gained functionality with his toes, like almost into a second hand. Like his foot looks different than a normal foot. It almost doesn't even look like a human foot. For it's weird.
His toes have grown.
It's weird, bro.
I like thumb is shifted to the side, that, but I don't it's want really to see weird. That at the same time.
He's got an opposable big toe.
So shoes are constricting, but there used to be an extreme version of that in China. They would do those
foot binding
things, like foot binding things on women, and make their feet like incredibly small, like cram their feet into those things.
You know, dude, I saw something on that a few days ago. It's disgusting looking.
Yeah,
I have one for you.
Okay.
Would you guys rather not be able to sleep for more than 30 minutes at a time or once a year you wake up with a tarantula on your face?
Tarantula. Yeah, can a tarantula like kill you?
Yeah.
It can?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what day it's coming?
Absolutely not. You do not know what day is coming.
Can I wear
a
mask?
This? Instead of 30 minutes, let's say you can't sleep for more than an hour and a half.
I still feel like you're never going to be rested. Like,
I mean,
an
you
hour
can go back to sleep. Like, you just, like, every hour and a half.
Right,
like,
but your brain
you're not
going to
get your REM sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It has to be at rest for X amount of time to go into a REM cycle.
I feel like that one's too easy. Okay.
Well, the fact that the tarantula can kill you.
If not a tarantula, let's just say something that can kill you. A spider that can kill you. Black Widow can't really... It can, but it's very rare that it would actually kill an
adult.
If it
bites you in the face...
It
dude, there,
where it
one time
you,
I had a
venom. If it's a baby one, it'll kill you.
I had a black widow on me, on my skin. So I'm sitting down on a couch and playing video games, and I keep feeling like something tickling my back, and I'm like, "Oh man, it's just like a hair in my shirt, you know, something like that." So I keep just doing the whole, you know, whatever. And finally, it annoyed me. I'm like, "What the hell?" So I literally get up and do the, like, fan-out thing with my shirt, and literally on the couch is a Black Widow.
That's scary.
Holy shit.
Terrifying.
That is scary.
I was freaked out.
So, Black Widow. You wake up with a Black Widow on your face.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible. That sounds so bad.
I mean,
once a year, you don't know when it's coming.
You don't know when it's coming.
God, that sounds so bad.
Like, just imagine.
It's
like,
way worse once a year, but the other one is pretty bad all the time.
Yeah. What about every... I want to make them more even. Because if 30 minutes is... If it's not even, if it's still an easy pick, what about, like, every 6 months, so twice a year? Once a month, better. Once a month.
Once a month what? A spider?
A spider.
Never. No.
Okay, too easy then.
Well, I don't know, man. That's 12 chances to die every year. Like, guaranteed.
What about, like, have you guys seen those really big spiders? Oh, shit, what's it called?
Wolf spider?
Oh, a wolf spider will kill you. That's the one that, like, your skin melts off, isn't it?
I don't know. No, wolf spiders are in this area.
No, the wolf spiders
are
the ones
huge,
that have all the
but
babies.
They're not venomous.
They have all the babies. A brown recluse, that's the one that'll, like, make your skin fall off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Imagine a brown recluse once every 2 years even. I'm like, absolutely not. I'm never sleeping again.
If you can only sleep for an hour and a half at a time, that, like, your health gets affected eventually?
I mean,
you're gonna die eventually if you can only sleep for an hour and a half.
No,
like
you
you're only gonna live for about 3 months.
I almost feel like your brain would adapt to, like, all right, dude, we got a quick REM cycle. Like, we're gonna have to jump straight into
it. I feel like you can adapt to it. I really feel like you can. I mean, I don't know. There's, like, certain spiders. Like, I know Granddaddy Longlegs aren't that venomous. Or they are venomous.
Off your face. I mean, you just swat it off your face.
But, dude,
wake
like,
up. Oh, there's a spider on my face.
No.
Yeah, but you feel that tip when you do this number?
If it's once a year, okay? Like, obviously, you're going
to... You're going to die the first year.
You're going to expect it to happen at some point, for sure.
I think you die the first year.
So, you only have a year to live.
Or 2 months, or if it happens. You don't know when it's happening, so it can happen at any time. But
within a year, less than a year to live, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to necessarily die. I mean, as long as you react appropriately when it's on your face, you're good.
But no one reacts appropriately whenever they've just been woken up.
You'd be surprised. Train
yourself.
I've had a lot of inopportune, like spider encounters. So it's
elaborate.
You always react. Like, so, okay.
Did a pack of them chase you and your mom left you behind?
You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. Okay. But, all right. So, like, okay. Look, okay. So I've been driving before, right? And then, like, a spot, and this has happened to me twice, all right? So a spider will just drop down from the roof of my car, and it's literally just dangling in front of me.
You're going 80.
Point, you can't slap it. You just have to bring your hands off the wheel and clap it together between your hands.
And that's how you got the name Clappy.
That's the only way that you can kill it in that situation. And I've seen one in the shower.
You could eat it.
Just let it drop in your mouth.
Just,
I guess you could.
Don't take the hands off the wheel.
Dude, 10 and 2 is a pretty firm rule.
Yeah.
So.
It's true.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was driving one time. I have nothing to do with the spider, but I was driving one time with my windows down, and a bee, like, I'm driving, like, 40-ish miles an hour, and a bee just comes flying, and it hits, like, I don't realize, I don't know exactly what it hit, but it hit something like to do with the window, and it ended up like killing itself. It flew, I'm going 40, it flies into my window, going however fast a bee goes, hits my car, and it dies and falls in my lap. And I was like, okay.
At least it died. Dude, one time I was driving to work, and a wasp was in my car.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, windows rolled up, AC on, wasp flying around. And I'm, like, swerving all over the road. I'm trying to swat it away from me. I keep rolling down windows. It was...
Dude.
I ended up stopping the car and getting out of the car.
One thing that happened to me, like, last year... Okay, so I know that granddaddy longlegs are not, like, the spider to be scared of, because they're traditionally not going to hurt you because they don't have, like, a big enough mouth to bite you. But those little fuckers are creepy, and you're not going to tell me different, okay?
My wife is... terrified of granddaddy
longlegs. I am also terrified of granddaddy longlegs. And I stepped first.
Have you seen the movie Eight-Legged Freaks?
I'm sure I don't want to see that. What's it about?
I think it has David Arquette in it, but it's about spiders that get like enhanced, like genetically enhanced to be giant. Like giant spiders, dude.
I might have seen that actually.
So like the wolf spider, or the wolf spider is the one that can jump.
The wolf spiders are the ones with all the babies.
They can move, but they don't have venom. So
the wolf spiders
right.
are the ones that if you drop something on, like all the babies go everywhere.
They look like a blackberry on the back. There's these spiders that can jump, and I just remember this one scene. They're like dirt biking in the dunes, and all of a sudden these huge spiders come up out of the sand and are just jumping through the air, grabbing them.
Oh my god,
dude.
Seems intense.
It's yeah. Scary. I'm not. It's like a corny '90s movie.
I'm not traditionally scared of spiders, but like, I get nervous. I get a little nervous from time to time if I see a spider, then I don't see where it goes. Anyway, to finish that thought, like last year, I was like driving to work, and I start my car, and I'm running late, and I start my car, I start backing out of my driveway, and I look over to my dash, and there's a fucking granddaddy log like just staring at me. So I stop, and like you guys know how my like street is, I'm stopped like sideways in the street freaking out trying to figure out how to deal with this thing, and the only thing I had in my car to deal with it was a tennis racket. And I don't know if you've ever tried to
overkill.
I don't know. Well, okay, so it's right underneath my windshield on my dash.
So you can't get leverage.
So I can't get leverage, and I don't know if you ever tried to kill a spider with a tennis racket. It doesn't work.
It just climbs through the holes.
Yeah, it was. Oh my god, my heart skipped like.
You just smack it with your hand?
Absolutely not.
Do you keep a hat in your car?
I do. Well, I don't know if I had one because that would have made sense.
Or like a bottle or something. Your phone. Dude, I've used my phone to kill a bug before.
Totally. Not a granddaddy long leg.
I mean, in that situation, you use the back end of your phone, you smush it.
It was a very stressed situation. I did step on one with my bare feet like a week ago, and I screamed. Freaked my wife out because I literally screamed. Like I'm just walking through the house, and I was about to go to bed, so I didn't have any socks on or anything, and I stepped on a granddaddy log leg, and I felt something tickle my toes, and I looked down, and I literally screamed. And then I ran and got it. Started to run. I ran, got a shoe, and then I murdered it.
Jeez.
So I actually have a spider that lives in my house, and I just let it live. It's right when you walk into my house,
like
it
your
build,
pet.
It build its web like right at the entrance to my doorway, and I just leave it there so that like if I'm ever walking in at night with the light on and the bugs go in, there's a freaking spider out there. Like, and I just leave it there.
I really don't have I don't really have a problem with spiders if they're in their lane. But if they're in my lane, I have a problem with spiders.
Is that your Insta?
This is an old one, but this was the spider that was on my back.
That is insane.
Jesus. That was a big spider. I don't like that.
My spider that lives in my house is just a normal, like it's not a jumping spider.
What's his name?
I haven't named it, but I don't know.
You should.
Name it Peter.
Peter?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Peter Parker.
Spider-Man. And then like go to the pet store and buy them crickets from time to time.
That'd be interesting.
Dude, I had a teacher in high school and she had...
Take it on walks.
My chemistry teacher in high school, she had like a pet snake in the classroom. And this is 10 years ago. I cannot remember like the name of the snake or whatever. But...
Clarence?
Probably, sure. Clarence the snake. That's what we're going to call him. So Clarence, she'd feed him whatever she'd feed him. But like once a month or so, she'd go to like... a pet store and buy mice to feed, like live mice, not dead mice, mice to feed it. And yeah, I don't know. Like
they want that real. They don't want.
It was weird. Like, yeah, I don't know.
What grade? How old were you?
I mean, I was like 16. It was whenever you take chemistry in high school.
Yeah, but that's still like a weird confrontation of death.
Yeah, like, sure.
at 16, a very transformative age.
Yeah. I was like,
okay, man, we're all
dead mice.
We're all the snake until we're the mouse.
I feel like she got banned from a certain pet store because they found out why she was buying so many mice. I could be lying about that, but I feel like that.
No, they like pet stores sell mice for
that. They sell dead mice for that reason. They don't sell the living mice for that reason.
Really?
Don't quote me on it, but like, fairly certain.
Dang. We might have just shut down a couple pet stores then.
I mean, I don't know.
PETA's going to have a heyday.
If somebody knows different, like I understand why she bought living mice for Clarence. I do get that. I don't have a problem.
Some snakes won't eat dead mice.
I mean, that could have been what it was, but
have to, a lot of times you have to have the live, like if you can buy the live ones, that's ideal. Because if you buy a dead one, you have to heat it up in your freaking microwave.
Oh.
Cuz they won't eat cold dead food. It has to be hot.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah, it has to be hot. They have
to microwave it too
off.
Long and it just blows up in your microwave. Yeah.
I guess Clarence was just eating good.
Yeah, you have to buy the live for snacks.
God, could you imagine it? Oh,
the smell of a microwaved dead rodent.
Yeah, you guys remember?
Do you guys remember like taking biology and like you had to dissect whatever it is you dissect?
All we ever did was a frog.
We dissected a frog. I feel like somebody dissected.
Oh, we did a human one time.
We did a shark.
Caleb, I don't know if you heard what he said. You didn't react at all. I feel like we did a shark too, but I just remember the smell of that
formaldehyde.
That's tough. That was rough. I imagine that heating up a mouse would smell a little worse than that.
Ugh,
probably.
Let's not heat up anything.
I've got one for you guys.
Okay.
Okay, would you guys rather poop yourself every time you sneeze? Or pee on yourself a little bit every time you laugh?
How much poop?
Okay. Let's start base level, full on poop, full on pee. You full on pee yourself every time you laugh. You full on poop yourself anytime you sneeze.
I'm peeing myself.
I feel like I can stop a sneeze.
I can't stop a sneeze.
I sneeze a lot less than I laugh. I only sneeze like once every like a week.
You're a grown man shitting yourself.
Allergy
once
season,
a week.
Like
it's not that
dude,
bad.
Dude, sometimes you just can't. Like, okay, here's another question for the sneezing. What if it's one of those situations where you like have a double or a triple sneeze? Is it just like,
like you just have shit running out of your pants? Dude, there are people. Like, I had a teacher that she'd sneeze like 30 times.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
she'd do this like choo, choo, little.
Do you fucking die from
sneezes.
Dehydration? Like,
oh my god!
I think I'm gonna go pee because, like, I'm just gonna take myself out of funny situations.
And you can't wear Depends. You can't wear diapers.
I mean, it doesn't matter if I can or not. Like, I'm just gonna take myself.
Peeing yourself seems more acceptable than pooping yourself, right?
I would rather poop myself. Peeing would actually be probably messier because it goes everywhere.
Dude,
I laugh a lot too.
I don't know.
Exactly.
It's gonna happen multiple times a day.
I sneeze a lot. I've sneezed since we've been doing this.
It's gonna
he
be
did,
the
Caleb
point.
Sneezed earlier.
Exactly.
Well.
Like I,
you would, but you gross people are both over here shitting yourself.
I mean, bro, once a week, you're not going to be able to go through an enjoyable day without pissing everywhere. You're not going to be able to.
You can never watch
you
funny
sneeze
movies.
Once a You sneeze once a week?
Maybe twice. I don't sneeze
bro,
very
Bro, I
often.
Sneeze like four times a day. What are you talking
I do
about?
Not
I'd say
often.
On average.
Too much allergies
On average,
around
people
here.
Are going to sneeze once a day, right?
At least once a day.
Even if I sneezed once a day, I would still take sneezing. I would still just shit on myself once a day.
Bro, you're in the middle of a date, and it just hit.
Either is gonna be bad.
There's a lot of pepper.
You're
on
gonna
your
tell
chicken.
Me I can't laugh on my date, and then I gotta piss everywhere.
This is true. There's no
yeah.
way to date.
I would rather be happy with and be a little gross, right, than be able to sneeze willy nilly but pee on myself every time I'm happy.
Every time I sneeze today, I'm texting you guys saying, "Hey guys, I just shit myself."
Sneezed my pants.
I just want to see how many times I sneeze in an average day when I'm thinking about it. So
okay,
yeah,
we'll do a sneeze counter
okay.
and see.
So let's change it up a little bit, I guess. How much pee and how much shit?
Okay, let's just say. Well, I mean, full on. You're picking. You would rather pee on yourself every time you laugh.
I don't know if I can. Actually
I think I'd
make
rather
a pick. I really don't like.
If I have to, gun to my head. I'm going to probably do the shit because I sneeze so much less than I laugh.
Dude, but like how worse?
It's gross.
How much worse is it to clean up the shit?
That is true. Like, okay,
not that bad.
Either way, you've always got an extra set of clothes with you because you know it's going to happen.
I mean, yeah, you in both of these scenarios, you have like five different sets of pants with you.
So you know it's going to happen. But if you pee yourself, you literally just take those clothes off, wipe it off with a paper towel. Preferably you wash yourself, right? But you're on a date. You've been laughing, having a good time. Hey, I'll be right back.
There's no wiping off piss, bro. A whole
There's
piss.
No wiping off shit.
Every year, I know, but if you guys are making the piss thing to be out like it's not that bad.
Oh, it's awful. No.
It's not going to be a little dabble on your leg. Your entire front of your pants and back of your pants are going to be
And whatever
soaked.
You're sitting on. I no,
like it's going to be to the point where it's runs smell, into your shoes and makes your shoes squishy.
It's the
That's how bad it would be.
It's terrible. For sure terrible. Yeah. But you don't have to clean the shit off yourself.
Yeah, but
that's my only argument. Like, it's not shit is my only argument.
Pee,
it's not going to be that bad.
Look, the thing with a pee is I keep going back to, like, Caleb, you're on a date and you're sitting there and you pee yourself, you laugh, you pee yourself, you excuse yourself. I'll be right back. The pee is going to smell.
Not as bad as the shit.
But it might take a little while. Is it just maple syrup? Is it something somebody ordered?
Ooh.
But
to counteract the pee,
dude, if you fully shit yourself, everybody in the room knows immediately.
Counteract the pee on a date. We're just gonna use the date to counteract the pee. Order asparagus everywhere you go.
Then it's gonna smell.
No, that's what piss smells like, is asparagus.
Does it?
Kind of.
How much do you think you laugh on a date?
I mean, like,
good bit.
If it's going well.
Okay, so do I run out of?
So you
do
have
I run
10 gallons of piss? On
do
you?
That's like, the other question. Do I run out of pee?
No. No, and it doesn't dehydrate
you.
It's
a bottomless pit of
pee. Dude, if I was to just full-on piss one time, it is probably going to at least fill up a Gatorade bottle.
Okay.
Imagine pouring a whole Gatorade
bottle.
What
about a Propel bottle?
No, here's what we do.
What
Caleb,
about a Propel
you
bottle?
Piss yourself, and Michael, you shit yourself. And I'll judge and see which one is worse. Does that work?
Sure.
Okay.
Caleb's in here squirming, trying to force it. Anyway. Okay, here's one for you guys. Would you live in a house where the previous owners were murdered?
I get a good deal.
Do I know about
it? You do get a good deal.
I get a good
deal. You
know
about it.
I know about it. How they were murdered. Okay, so not peacefully.
Okay, we'll do different stages of it. They just died.
Like died old age.
Died old age, heart attack.
Yeah,
just died.
Yeah, peaceful death. Yeah, I'd probably. Yeah. I get a good deal on a house.
You're probably not going to get a good deal for that. You might, they might knock off $10,000 because somebody did die in the bedroom, but like you're not going to get a good
deal.
This
is a morbid
it.
Thought, and I could be off on this, but I would say most houses somebody's died in already.
Yeah,
my house is like six. My house is built in 53. So, I mean, yeah, there's somebody who's probably, somebody I don't know for a fact.
Actually, I lived in an apartment that was built in 1912, right?
Somebody died in your apartment?
Somebody was murdered in my apartment.
Jesus. In your actual apartment?
I don't know that for a fact, but statistically.
Not statistically.
110 years,
not
somebody.
A murder. Dude.
The one thing, though, the history behind this place.
No, not a murder. Murder's like.
Here's the thing.
Not as common.
The history behind the place was at one point, it turned into like this. When it was built, it was an embassy.
What do you mean an embassy?
It was like an estate for an embassy. And then it stopped being an embassy, right? And got, I guess, sold to the state. And then the state turned it into like alternative housing. And when they did that, it was like super sketch. And then it got bought, privately ran, redid and everything. So I would say somebody was probably murdered there.
Maybe. Okay, so...
But anyways.
Just general, like, peaceful death, no problem with it, right? Murdered. Just straight up shot down in the basement. No, where you're going to live, just in the basement of the house, somebody was shot.
Dude, I probably couldn't do it.
Well, I was hoping you'd say yes to that, because I had more parameters for you, so...
I'm sure Caleb still would for a good enough deal.
Caleb, would you?
Yeah, I definitely would.
Okay, so shot.
I wouldn't even think about it too much.
So I think this is the time where I just see what Caleb's breaking point is on...
Yeah.
How violent.
Okay, hold up. So shot in the basement.
Husband shoots his wife. That's what the situation is.
And was it like right before I'm moving in?
I mean, like they did an investigation. Like he's in prison. Like,
dude, do you investigate? That stuff takes like years.
Oh yeah, I mean,
isn't
like,
that crazy to think about?
Like it soon enough. It was put on the market. You bought it as soon as it was put on the market. It was the last owner. Like I don't know.
Yeah, but like you could go do a heinous crime. And as long as you could pay your bond or whatever, you're free for like 2 years until...
It depends on what it is, but yeah.
It's wild to think
about. I mean,
about.
They can set you
as long
you
as
know,
you can pay your bond, well, you're getting out
you
for
can
a
get,
while.
You can... The judge who sets that can do like no bail.
No bail.
If it's a murder, you don't think you get a bail if you murder somebody. If you like rob a bank, you get a bail. But like, I don't think if you...
Because you're innocent until proven guilty.
So, I've got a crazy story for you guys, and this is a sidetrack. But I went to high school with this kid, and we were like really good friends, kindergarten, first grade, second grade. And then I got into sports. He got into whatever he got into. So... We were super close when we were young. I'd go to his house, he'd go to my house, hang out with his mom and dad regularly. Everything was good, right? So in like middle school, his mom ends up sadly getting cancer, passing away. Terrible thing. So now it's just dad and son. Our senior year in high school,
oh no,
he shoots his dad in his sleep and then like tries to run away, obviously ends up getting caught.
Yeah.
I ran into him at a Walmart like a year later. Now, I didn't know how to even react. I'm like, do I shake? I mean, he's a murderer. Like, you know what I mean?
Like what do you do?
Hey, like I did an awkward wave from social distance spacing. But, dude, it was a year later, and it was like, it wasn't like, did you? It was irrefutable. He had admitted to it. And he's just running around Walmart.
That's weird. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if you...
Full disclosure, he was a very, like, good kid, good student, wrestled. Like, you're run-of-the-mill good dude.
Yeah.
But his dad was the sheriff. So that adds a whole other thing to it, but...
I feel like first-degree murder, no... Like, especially admitting to it. Like, first-degree murder, like, lock him up, till the trial. Second-degree murder, depending on the situation, maybe. Give him a bail.
Right. But anyways, back to the
anyway,
question.
Yeah. Okay, so Caleb... I'm going to find your breaking
if
point.
If it's a good enough deal, I'm buying the house that somebody...
Okay, let's...
Husband murdered wife in the basement.
Paint the picture. We'll paint the picture so we have, like, a basis. It's...
Is it haunted? If you believe in that.
It's subjective. Okay. You know, it's up to you. Yeah. It's a 3,500 square foot house. Got, like, 6 bedrooms. Like, got a nice backyard. Like, it's a nice house that would normally sell for, let's just say, $500,000. Let's just say it's $500,000. Husband murders wife in the basement. You're getting it for $350.
Yes.
Okay. $400.
I mean, I save what, 20%? I mean, yeah.
$450.
Probably not. You could probably talk somebody down to $450 from $500.
That's true. Caleb, you doing it at $450?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, at that point, I'm going to take my $450 and go buy a house that somebody wasn't murdered in.
Yeah.
That's my mindset.
Oh, but this is like the nicest house on the block.
It's not. I don't think it's gonna phase me very much.
Okay. Okay. Because you know, shooting is not as personal.
Yeah.
Sure. Stabbed her to death.
No kids.
Not yet.
I mean, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. I'll
okay.
Ignore it.
And it's in the
master
it's
bedroom.
In the living room or the bedroom. Yeah.
The master bedroom. No, he could use a different bedroom.
Yeah.
What's something he can't live without? The kitchen.
The kitchen would be the most affected part for me. If it was anywhere else, bedroom, I think it'd be fun. I don't really
because you could use a different bedroom. You could just not use the living room, but like you gotta use the kitchen.
Yeah, my mom said I'd close off the basement.
Okay, yeah, you gotta use the kitchen. He gets shot in the kitchen. Or she gets shot in the kitchen.
I don't know if I could eat in there. I don't know. I would have to go maybe to the living room.
I mean, it's cleaned up. Like it's cleaned up, but you don't have to worry about that. Like
I don't know. I don't think it would affect me too bad. I would just ignore it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sledgehammer.
That's tough. That's tough.
No chance.
That's tough.
No chance.
Yeah, that's really tough.
Okay, so this $500,000 house is now $250,000.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably buy it.
Okay.
That's tough.
It was a whole family.
God, no.
Kids involved, there's no chance.
At that point, no, I can't. There's a lot of stuff I can ignore, but I can't at that
Yeah,
point.
That's like a lot. Like, it's one thing if it's peaceful. It's one thing if it... I don't know. I don't think a murder...
Just
any
a peaceful
kind.
Shooting.
Not a shooting. Like, it's one thing if, like... It's one thing if, like, they were 80 and they died in their sleep. You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing. I can live with that. The murder of any capacity, I don't know if I can live with. I'm not superstitious. But I am a little suspicious.
Yeah.
That was your Michael Scott. That was your Michael Scott quote of the day.
What if it's like Amityville Horror level?
Fuck no. That's what I say.
Yeah.
They can give me the house and I'm not even gonna take it.
I mean, a sledgehammer, that turns into like the Sinister movies. Have you ever seen
those? Dude, those are tough. God, I love hate the Sinister movies. Like the first Sinister movie, and I get made fun of by a lot of people because like I feel like the first Sinister movie is like legitimately creepy. It's one of the scariest movies I've ever seen. But I feel like some people don't think that one is too scary. But the first Sinister movie really kind of rocked me to my core. Like that one scared the hell out of me.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's intense, dude. That's a good horror movie too.
It's a very like that one will hit. That one hits.
What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
I know the movie. I'm trying to think the name. Ghost Boy or.
Danny Phantom, that cartoon.
No, Danny Phantom, no, that is, no. That's a rough
There's
one.
A movie, I'm trying to think of the
he
name.
He turns into a ghost, Caleb's like, fuck!
Is it Shrek?
No. Oh, you guys talk about it, I'll find it and we'll get back to it.
I don't know if it was the scariest movie, but it was one of the best like horror films I ever watched, was, it's a Spanish movie called The Orphanage.
I feel like I've heard of that, but I don't know if I've seen that.
And so it's essentially... used to be an orphanage, and then it was like they treated the kids horribly.
Yeah.
Right. There's like essentially like a punishment room, but they would just lock them in there until they like starved or something.
Jeez.
And it was like the Harry Potter room. You know what I mean? Like,
Underneath the stairs.
The cellar thing under the stairs. So these people buy the house because they get a crazy deal on it.
Of course they do.
Right.
Real quick sidetrack. I have no sympathy for a lot of people in horror movies because they see these houses that are supposed to be $500,000 and they get them for $100,000 and then they're surprised that it's haunted as shit. Anyway, go ahead.
So, family moves in. They have a young boy. I think. Could be younger. They have a child. And so, they're like playing around, having fun. Everything's going well. But they're still like moving stuff around. And then one day, their child goes missing. And they're like, oh gosh, what happened? So they're like checking the beach. They're checking the forest around there. They can't find him. But they keep hearing like a pounding. And they're like, oh, the house got him. You know, the orphan lady got him.
The house got him.
The house got him. So they can't find the kid. They keep hearing this pounding. They end up getting like a team of like ghost hunters or whatever to like listen. And what ends up happening was they had put... So the kid had gone into the cellar, just exploring the house, into the Harry Potter room, and they'd put like a bookshelf or something over that door while he just so happened to be in there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So they couldn't find the kid.
They couldn't find the kid. The kid couldn't get out, and they kept hearing this pounding.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's coming from the house. The walls are... Dude, it was a crazy twist on it.
Okay.
Because the whole time you're like, dude, this is a haunted movie. You know, a haunted house movie. He's, you know, poltergeist, he's going to get spit out of TV at some point. Not the case at all. It was just like, oh, this could legitimately happen.
Yeah.
It was wild. It was wild.
I'll have to watch that one.
What was the name of the movie?
The Unborn.
The Unborn. That's the name of it. That sounds like an unsettling movie just from the name.
It is. It definitely is. The Sinister movies, I think, are more like hit me like mentally and emotionally, but The Unborn is very, very
creeped
scary,
you out.
Freaky.
Dude, what's
creepy.
That one? What's The Unborn? What's it about?
It's about that she's a woman, like a full grown woman, and then she eventually finds out.
It's a weird
out,
way to say that.
Well, she's a full grown woman.
Well, I'm just so she's eventually an adult. She finds out that she had a twin that like died at birth, and she didn't know that until like her adulthood, and that's how it kind of like spins into.
Then she's getting haunted by a baby.
Not necessarily. Well, I think she maybe gets pregnant or something.
With the
unborn kid or
with
something.
With her twin.
Yeah, I don't remember most of it. Like, some of it has to do with, like, experimental, like, science from, like, the Holocaust that they did on twins. And, like, so
which
it plays...
Which is, they did that, right?
Yeah.
They did a lot of fucked up stuff.
So it plays back into, like, that. Like, her grandma was in the Holocaust and, like, she had a twin and, like...
I think the most unsettled I've ever been for a movie, and it's really not that good of a movie. Like, it's really not that good of a movie, but, like, the fact that it could happen exactly how this movie portrayed it was just, like, very unsettling. It's called Megan is Missing. It's like a cheap B movie. Like, it's nothing like, it's not, it would, I don't think it showed in theaters. It's not like Insidious or Sinister or anything like that. But it's just like, essentially these two girls, this one girl gets kidnapped. Her friend's like looking for her. She ends up getting kidnapped. And I'm not going to even talk about the ending of that movie because that's, it, the movie is fine until like the last 15 minutes of it. And then it's just like, holy shit. Like, it is.
Escalates at the end.
It's very, very unsettling. But as far as like Sinister, like Sinister really did like get me like frightened.
Just the concept of a kid killing the whole family.
Yeah, and Insidious too, yeah. Which isn't like a kid or anything, but like Insidious, the first time I watched the first Insidious and the first Conjuring, all three of those were just like the greats from like.
Dude, what's the one? The Strangers.
Is that where they like are? Like in their house and those people like with masks, kind of like Purge mask.
Yes.
So they come to like a violent movie.
Well, the thing that always gets me with that movie is they're like in the garage trying to protect themselves.
Yeah.
And there's like, oh, the people are in the house. We got to protect ourselves from them. And then somebody busts in the door to the garage and it's one of the people, one of the good people. And so the person just instinctually shoots at the first thing that walks through the door. And it was like, oh man, that's my buddy.
Yeah. It's an intense movie. Like, it's very violent.
Yeah, unsettling.
All right, guys. That was it for the episode. Thank you for tuning in for our fourth episode. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @ThreeGuysAndTies or email suggestions at ThreeGuysAndTiesPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you all again. Have a good one.
See ya.
Like, listen, share, subscribe.
All right, thank you.
Link in bio.